Okay, I think the story may be pretty hard. We'll have a little dialogue here. I don't know if it fits anywhere, but I just had that mentally myself. Between two devotees in Brahmakund. That's where it, in my imagination, takes place. One old devotee, pensioner, living there, his lawn, in his apartment, paying high rent, as he says, but minding his own business. And then this other young Indian, now we're talking Sweden here, young Indian Brahmana, smart guy, gets involved in the board of that congregation, that place, also manages and owns that house. And he wants this old man to also be participating in the Maha cleanup project here and there, and the renovation and all of that. Why should you not do it when we all others do it? And this old man sits the young. Yes, kind of cocky Indian guy down peacefully, saying, please allow me to explain, and you are an intelligent man, you will understand. If you lend me your ear for 5 minutes, is that okay? And yes, so they sit down, and he explains his history, because he had said before that to this young man, but you know, if you want to get yourself into this, well, first of all, be aware of what you're getting yourself into. But also, there is a history. There's more than meets the eye. And you know, that may sound conspiracy talks, theories, which then this young man interpreted it to be. I guess maybe that's somewhere else in the story. So then he mentions that and he says, you know, the previous leader of this project, as well as the one who is your, I guess you could say, boss today, we're godbrothers from same generation. We were, some of us, bhaktas together. He who ruled this house came some years later. And we have a history. And when I moved in here, 99, I wanted to be part of this congregation. I tried, but it didn't work out. I think I was, I mean, to be frank, considered a possible competitor and threat. Because, well, there is this tradition, which I don't really agree with, of a kind of fascistic, you could say, rulership. So yeah, whatever, I kept to myself, and so did most of us others from this generation, minding my own business with family, work, raising sons, and so on. So yeah, I know some say that he's not with us anymore. Well, I can say that myself, and I would say most others of my generation, we see it another way, that it's not a matter of being inside or outside a certain group, but about serving the mission of, you know, the Gaudiya mission and mission of Prabhupada and being Krishna conscious. So, but are you in or are you out? I know I'm out of that group, and then I guess I was branded a bad guy because being criticizing and making trouble. Well, I can tell you honestly, I basically only did it when I saw this house not being properly taken care of. And sometimes that's the restaurant in ISKCON Stockholm in general, which I spent 8 years serving in, living here on Govindas, and having both experience of and feeling for, care for. So yes, and 2006 or something, I went to the landlord that yes, our apartment needs some renovation. I made a list which he asked me to do, then gave to him, and he agreed to do it. However, nothing happened, and maybe 10, 12, 13 years later, I decided I had to do it myself. I didn't want to be a troublemaker. I would simply become marginalized and an enemy. So I, with the permission of the landlord, I renovated my own apartment. New floor, fixing moving walls, this and that. It cost money, I couldn't afford. But yeah. Paying too much the professionals, I did much of the work, me and my boys. So I could say that I have done my share of renovation of this house, because I renovated an apartment that belongs to ISKCON Stockholm, that belongs to the house. So I did service, seva, to this house, which to me belongs to Krishna. And that's also why I am a little bit heavy on you guys, that taking care of, renovating, maintaining this building is part of the seva. It's actually seva to Vaishnavas who live here. And it should be taken seriously. So yes, I did my service. And I also have the studio downstairs, which I have built and now have made available to devotees here in general, all Dominical devotees, to use for broadcasting podcasts on Radio Krishna in Sweden, which is still existing. This studio here being what's left of it. Modernized, tightened up, from radio to podcast. So, you're welcome. Now, I'm maintaining that, and I've been doing so for 10, 15 years after. But anyway, so I'm cleaning that studio. I'm cleaning my parts of the house that I rent. Because yes, the studio that is the official Radio Krishna studio paid the rent by me. So therefore, what I wanted to say with all this is, I think, truly and honestly, I have done my share. And I not only wish to live the rest of my life in peace in my home here, freed from other obligations than to take care of what I rent here, my home, Radio Krishna studio, and to serve the Gaudiya mission, the Sankirtan mission, which is what I've been doing since 1978. So that's all I wanted to say. If you kindly, and I beg you humbly, just leave this old man in peace. I will not be a disturbance to anyone. Just doing what I can to be a nice devotee. Fellow